can't help but wonder, was it Trump or Netanyahu who came up with the scenario of what they should do? Each had his own reasons, similar in scope. They agreed to work together in the hopes that the evils they created elsewhere in the world would make people forget about Gaza and 13-year-old girls. You don't like Iran, Netanyahu says to Trump. They affect the gas prices at your country's pumps. And I've hated them since before we got our Israel land. So together we'll destroy them. We'll rid the world of Iran. Your Epstein woes will go away. They'll be left behind. And I'm counting on the world to forget the Gaza genocide. Everyone must remember, this is Trump we're speaking of. He's devoid of all that's good, like empathy and love. Except when he looks in a mirror, he loves what he sees. He is a total narcissist. He's not like you and me. The only game plan that they have is to destroy Iran. They say it is to let the people living in the land to choose their own government and the way it should be. But the truth is more sinister, what they want to see. Pull the wool over our eyes, keep on feeding us rehashed lies. There's nothing that Trump will not try to stay in control. Country. When Trump and Netanyahu went to war with Iran, Trump explained it in the way that only he can. They said that they would eliminate Iran's nuclear ambitions. The way that they would do it is bomb Iran to oblivion. Bomb their labs, bomb their schools, bomb them everywhere. Bomb the Ayatollah, bomb anywhere, I don't care. Everyone must remember, this is Trump we're speaking of. He's devoid of all that's good, like empathy and love. Except when he looks in a mirror, he loves what he sees. But he's an evil man, he'll do all that he can. He's a total narcissist. He's not like you and me. He's a disease to our country. He's a disease.